a priest told me. But we all believe in them, don't we? We see their handiwork. He realized that I had scowled at his suggestion that everyone believed in gods. His eyes narrowed. He scurried away. For the first time, I had found me somebody less than thrilled with my presence in Taglios. I told One Eye it might be more profitable if we started spying on the high priests instead of the prince and swan, who knew when to keep their mouths shut. That we were being manipulated into going up against some heavyweight sorcerers did not intimidate me much. We had been up against the best for 20 years. What troubled me was my ignorance. I did not know the language. I did not know the Taglian people. Their history was a mystery, and Swan's Bunch were no help tossing light into the shadows. And, of course, I knew nothing about the Shadow Masters or the peoples they ruled. Nothing but what I had been told, which could be worse than nothing. Worst of all, I was not acquainted with the ground where any struggle would take place, and I had too little time to learn all the answers. Sundown of the third day. We moved to quarters farther south in the city, provided by the state. I gathered everyone but the half-dozen men on guard duty. While most of the guys ate supper, cooked and served by people provided by the Prabhrindra, the folks at my long table got their heads together. The rest had orders to keep the Taglians hopping. I doubted they could understand us, but you don't take chances. I sat at the head of the table, Lady to my left and Mogaba to my right, he with his two leading men next to him. Goblin and One Eye were beyond Lady on her side, tonight with Goblin in the seat nearer the head. I had to make them trade off each meal. Beyond them were Mergen and Hagop and Otto, with Mergen at the foot of the table in his capacity as apprentice analyst. I made like I was telling a story as we ate, the paterfamilias entertaining his children. I'm taking the Imperial horses out tonight. Lady, Goblin, Hagop, Otto, you'll come. One of the Roy. One of your lieutenants, Mogaba, and one of your men. Men who can ride. One Eye drew a breath to complain. So did Mergen. But Mogaba slid in ahead of both.
A sneak?
I want a scout to the south. These people could be selling us a pig in a poke. I didn't think they were, but why take a man's word when you can see for yourself, especially when he's trying to use you? One Eye, you stay here, because I want you working your pet, day and night. Mergen, write down whatever he tells you. Mogaba, cover for us. If they've been telling it straight, we won't be gone long.
You told the Prabhrindra you'd give him an answer in a week. You have 4 days left.
We'll be back in time. We'll go after next watch change, after Goblin and One Eye knock out anybody who might see us. Mogaba nodded. I glanced at Lady. She didn't contribute much anymore. If I wanted to be the boss, I was going to be the boss, and she would keep her opinion to herself. Mogaba said,
"Several of my men have approached me on a matter of some delicacy. I think we need a policy."
This was something unexpected. A policy? About what?
To what extent the men can use violence to defend themselves. Several have been attacked. They want to know how much restraint they have to show for political reasons, or if they have permission to make examples.
Gah! When did this start?